Wrestling coach Jason Clay joins us as they get set for day number two at the individual sectional in Carterville. And coach, pretty good evening last night for sure.
Yeah, it wasn't too bad. You know, I know there's a couple matches where we were pretty disappointed in the outcome and really just the performance, but we addressed that last night and we had several good performances, like you said, and you know, we won a couple matches that we didn't wrestle very well. So like I said, we kind of spoke to that last night, and today's a new day, and just looking for a strong resolve and fight. I mean, like we talked about, you know, ahead of time, that a lot of times it comes down to having that resolve and that determination to get it done, especially on day two when some guys are willing to give it up and be done. You got to be willing to fight through it and win some tough matches to get where you want to be, and I think it's a good growing experience for us, and good to be challenged, and hopefully our guys can rise up to that today and see who can get it all done.
The one thing that it definitely shows is winning that championship at the regional level definitely gives you a much better path to try and get things done at the sectional, doesn't it?
Yeah, just less matches, you know, that you have to win, and you know, put yourself in a good spot, you know. And I thought that our first four guys wrestled really well last night, you know, coming off the scale, and you know, Aiden had a tough cut, you know, but got it done and was in great shape last night. Actually was under substantially this morning and was feeling great. So he's through the semis and in good shape, and as is Max and Preston Tyson. So kind of a cool thing last night, Tyson hit the 200 wins mark for his career, which puts him one away from tying the state record at 201. So could be a pretty special day for him, and he had a nice performance last night as well.
Yeah, that's pretty crazy. He can tie the state record in the semis and win it in the final today.
That's correct. Yep, if he wins both matches, and we'll see. He's got a good bracket, and you know, kid from Ann Jones put on the top half. That's a return state place winner, and there's an undefeated kid from Altoff, and then we got an undefeated kid from Oakwood in the. In the semis, he's 7-0 freshman, and we don't know a whole lot about him. He hasn't wrestled much, but so we'll see what happens, and excited to see those competitions today too.
Coach, kind of looking at all the guys last night, who kind of stood out to you last night?
Well, I mentioned those guys, and you know, I thought Dylan had a good performance. He was steady as always, and you know, I thought also Tidwell did his thing and had a good dominating performance. So. A big match this morning, you know, a chance to wrestle the Wood River kid again that he lost 2-1 to in a duel, and so that'll be one that if we can get it, I think that'll put us into a good spot to, possibly get first. And then thought Dom had a big win last night. You know, he put himself in a good spot. You know, you mentioned that about regionals. He was one that 100% put himself in a better spot because he got first last weekend and. Had a good win, and a little bit of a matchup. I thought stylistically it wasn't great for us, but he did a good job wrestling three positions and good determination to get it done. And he's got a kid in the semis from Fairfield that he beat earlier in the season in a close match. So I mean, hopefully he can pull off another one and get through to the finals, and it'll be good to see in his sophomore year.
Yeah, and one thing about Dom too, Coach. I know not all the time, but there's some matches he's given up some weight in there.
Yeah, that's kind of the situation we're in now. I mean, he wrestled some 215, and, you know, we kind of made a move to put our lineup a little bit different and try to give Tidwell a shot to make a run at the state title. And, you know, and Dom's actually going to, I think, going to be in a better spot to get to state. And it's one of those things where he's giving up a little bit of weight to some guys, but, you know, stylistically, if you can do some things and manage it, you know, and could be in a good spot. Like I said, today he's one match away from qualifying for the state tournament, and that would be a good thing to see if it happens for him.
Yeah, that's the biggest thing today. I know you want to get as many champions as you can, but just getting as many guys to the state tournament as possible would be great too.
Yeah, I think we got 9 semis that are sitting one match away from getting it done, and then our guys in the Russellbacks are going to have to win 3 to make it. And so, you know, the semi guys, if they win their first, they're in. Or if they when their second they're in, so they got two cracks at it, and obviously it'd be nice to put a bunch of guys in the finals, and but those guys in the Russell backs, they just got to stop and focus one match at a time. It's one of the things, if you start thinking about, oh, I got to win three matches to make state, you know, or I got to do this to make state, and it's like then you just start putting ideas in your head, and you just need to focus in on, like, I got to win this match, and then I got to win this match, and then I got to win this match, and if you can stay focused in like that and just focus on one at a time and put yourself in the best spot to be successful.
Cut it down to little small pieces at a time instead of the whole pie at once.
Exactly, yeah, that old adage, and, you know, just kind of facing what's in front of you first and then facing the next hurdle and then facing the next hurdle, you know.
Coach, a day like today, you wrestled last night, you're back at it, you know, it's not your home gym. On top of that, it kind of wears on you after a full night last night and then back today, especially when you had to sit around and wait for a while. That's got to be pretty tough.
Yeah, I think you got to get a good warm-up in this morning. Obviously, the kids were in a good spot mentally this morning, with didn't have a lot of weight issues, so we weren't having to cut weight last night, and that's a great feeling for them, you know, having managed their weight and gotten to a good spot. And so then you can just relax and just enjoy each other's company and joking around. And then we'll get a good warm-up in this morning. And I think that's critical, that you get your blood flowing and get a sweat going and get your body ready. And then it just becomes a matter of time before you take the mat. And then it's kind of mental after that.
Well, Coach, I appreciate the time this morning. I know you got to get back to it, so I wanted to get you in early this morning and talk a little bit about last night. Appreciate it, and let's get as many through as we can today, all right?
Yeah, hey, we just want to mention our girls are wrestling in Highland,
yep,
too, and Sophie's into the semis, so she's one match away from getting back to state tournament. We got everybody else in the wrestle back, so hopefully they can get some wins. Coach Chad's got them over there today, so they're getting ready to start 9-2, so good luck to our girls, and hopefully we can get a few girls through the state tournament as well.
Absolutely. Thanks, Coach.